The Temple. I'm going there someday. As Latter-day Saint youth, you can receive from local priesthood leaders a limited-use recommend to enter the house of the Lord, the most holy of any place of worship on the earth. Bible Dictionary Temple. Great blessings await you there. Ponder the counsel of prophets and apostles on how to get there and on the joy of going. For answers to questions on preparing to go to the temple, visit lds.org/go/43a. Getting to the Temple. My brothers and sisters, we have built temples throughout the world and will continue to do so. To you who are worthy and able to attend the temple, I would admonish you to go often. President Thomas S. Monson, until we meet again, Ensign, May 2009, page 113. I have a suggestion. When a temple is conveniently nearby, small things may interrupt your plans to go to the temple. Set specific goals considering your circumstances of when you can and will participate in temple ordinances. Then do not allow anything to interfere with that plan. Elder Richard G. Scott, Temple Worship, the Source of Strength and Power in Times of Need, Ensign, May 2009, page 43. In all that you do, stay focused on the temple. In the temple, you will receive the greatest of all the Lord's blessings, including marriage for time and all eternity. Keeping the standards in for the strength of youth will help you be worthy to attend the temple, where you can perform sacred ordinances for your ancestors now and make essential covenants for yourself in the future. Message to youth from the First Presidency, from For the Strength of Youth. A way to serve. It is pleasing to the Lord for our youth to worthily go to the temple and perform vicarious baptism for those who did not have the opportunity to be baptized in life. President Howard W. Hunter, the great symbol of our membership, Ensign, October 1994, page 5. Regular temple attendance is one of the simplest ways you can bless those who are waiting in the spirit world. Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Personal Temple Worship, Ensign, May 1993, page 25. Just as our Redeemer gave His life as a vicarious sacrifice for all men, and in so doing became our Savior, even so we, in a small measure, when we engage in proxy work in the temple, become as saviors to those on the other side who have no means of advancing unless something is done in their behalf by those on earth. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Closing Remarks, Ensign, November 2004, page 105. Blessings from Temple Service. The temple is a place where we can find peace. There we receive a renewed dedication to the gospel and a strengthened resolve to keep the commandments. President Thomas S. Monson, Until We Meet Again, Ensign, May 2009, page 113. Temples are places of personal revelation. When I have been weighed down by a problem or a difficulty, I have gone to the house of the Lord with a prayer in my heart for answers. These answers have come in clear and unmistakable ways. President Ezra Taft Benson, What I Hope You Will Teach Your Children About the Temple, Ensign, August 1985, page 8. Through the earth's long history, temple worship has been a significant part of the saints' worship by which they show their desire to come closer to their Creator. The temple was a place of learning for the Savior when He was on the earth. It was very much a part of His life. Temple blessings are available once again in our day. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, The Restoration of All Things, Ensign, May 2006, page 67. When you come to the temple, you will love your family with a deeper love than you have ever felt before. The temple is about families. Elder Richard H. Winkle of the 70, The Temple is About Families, Ensign, November 2006, page 9. End of the article, The Temple, I'm Going There Someday.